They unharnessed the backpack and approached the body of a woman who was curled up in the raft in a fetal position. Austin squatted next to the raft and felt her pulse. It was weak, but she was alive. He and Zavala gently rolled her over onto her back and saw a blood stain on her jacket near the left shoulder. Austin pulled the first aid kit out of his pack, and Zavala went to open the jacket so they could inspect the wound. The woman groaned, her eyes opened. They were filled with fear when she saw the two strangers. "It's all right," Zavala reassured her in a soft-spoken voice. "We're here to help you." Austin brought his canteen to the woman's mouth and gave her a drink of water. "My name is Kurt, and this is Joe," Austin said when the color came back to her face. "Can you tell us your name?"
"Maria Arbatov," she said in a weak voice. "My husband."
Her voice trailed off. "Are you with the expedition, Maria?"
"Yes."
"Where are the others?"
"Dead. All dead."
Austin felt as if someone had kicked him in the stomach. "Everyone? What about the young woman, Carla Janus?"
"I don't know what happened to her. They took her away."
"The same people who shot you?"
"Yes, ivory hunters. They killed my husband, Sergei, and the two Japanese men."
"Where did this happen?"
"The old riverbed. I crawled back to the campsite and put the raft in the river."
Her eyes flickered, and she passed out. They inspected the shoulder more closely. The bullet had missed the heart by a few inches. The wound wasn't fatal, but Maria had lost a great deal of blood. Zavala cleaned and bandaged the wound. Austin called the Kotelny on his hand radio. "We found an injured woman on the beach," he told the captain.
"Miss Janus?"
"No, Maria Arbatov, one of the expedition scientists. She needs medical attention."
"I'll send a boat in immediately with my medical officer."
Assured that help was on the way, Austin and Zavala hooked up the paraglider. As soon as they had gained altitude, Austin steered the paraglider along the river. Alerted by Maria, they kept a sharp eye out for the ivory hunters. Minutes later, they made a soft landing in the permafrost near the old sheds. They slipped their sidearms from their holsters and cautiously made their way toward the settlement. While Joe covered him, Austin checked out the main tent. There were broken eggshells in the rubbish bin, evidence of a recent breakfast. They peeked into the smaller tent, then made their way to the sheds. All the buildings were unlocked except one. They pounded the padlock with a boulder. The lock stayed intact, but the nails holding the clasp in the rotting wood gave out. They opened the door and stepped inside, where they were greeted by a musky animal smell. The shaft of light coming through the open doorway fell on the fur-covered creature stretched out on the table. "This isn't something you're likely to see at the Washington Zoo," Zavala said. Austin bent over the frozen carcass and examined the stubby trunk and undersized tusks. He marveled at the perfect state of preservation. "Not unless they've opened a prehistoric wing. This is the carcass of what looks like a baby mammoth." "The state of preservation is incredible," Zavala said. "It looks freeze-dried." After inspecting the frozen animal for a few minutes, they went back outside and followed boot prints in the permafrost leading to a path that ran alongside the river. They climbed down the side of the gorge and made their way to three bodies. All three men had been shot. Austin's jaw hardened, and all traces of warmth vanished from his light blue eyes. Rounding a corner, they saw a fourth body. Zavala knelt by the side of the dead man. "Knife wound between the shoulder blades. Strange. This gentleman wasn't shot like the other people. I wonder who he is." Austin rolled the corpse over and stared at the unshaven features. "Not the kind of face you'd see at a Chamber of Commerce meeting." The ground around the dead man showed evidence of a scuffle and prints led away from the body. Austin thought he saw the smaller boot prints of a woman in with the others. Moving even more quietly, they made their way along the gorge and eventually came to a place where the footprints ended and the banking had been broken down.